ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। राजोवाच न जानामि महाभाग परं कर्म पविद्धधि ब्रहि मे विमलं ज्ञानं यनमुच्चेय कर्मभि। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पार्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन। द किंग रिप्लाइड, ओ ग्रेट सोल नारद, माय इंटेलिजेंस इज एंटैंगल्ड इन फ्रीटिव एक्टिविटीज, देयरफॉर आई डू नॉट नो द अल्टीमेट गोल ऑफ लाइफ। काइंडली इंस्ट्रक्ट मी इन प्योर नॉलेज so that I can get out of entanglement of fruitive activities. Purport. Sri Narottama Das Thakur has sung, Satasangra Charikainu Asyate Vilasam Te Karane Lagilaye Karma Bandha Phasam. As long as a person is entangled in fruitive activities, he is bound to accept one body after another. This is called karma bandha phasa, entanglement in fruitive activities. It does not matter whether one is engaged in pious or impious activities, for both are causes for further entanglement in material bodies. By pious activities, one can take birth in a rich family and get a good education and beautiful body, but this does not mean that the distresses of life are ultimately eliminated. In the Western countries, it is not unusual for one to take birth in a rich aristocratic family, nor is it unusual for one to have good education and a beautiful body. But this does not mean the Westerners are free from the distresses of life. Although, at the present moment, the younger generation in Western countries has sufficient education, beauty and wealth. And although there is enough food, clothing and facilities for sense gratification, they are in distress. Indeed, they are so distressed that they become hippies and the laws of nature force them to accept a wretched body, a wretched life. The law of nature forced them to accept a wretched life. Thus they go about unclean and without shelter of food, and they are forced to sleep in the street. It can be concluded that one cannot become happy by simply performing pious activities. It is not a fact that those who are born with a silver spoon in their mouth are free from the material miseries of birth, old age, disease and death. The conclusion is that one cannot be happy by simply executing pious or impious activities. Such activities simply cause entanglement and transmigration from one body to another. Narottama Das Thakur calls this karma bandha phasa. King Prachina Bahirsap admitted this fact and frankly asked Narada Muni how he could get out of this karma bandha phasa, entanglement in fruitive activities. This is actually the stage of knowledge indicated in the first verse of Vedanta Sutra, Athoto Brahma Jigyasa. When one actually reaches the platform of frustration in an attempt to discharge karma bandha phasa, he inquires about the real value of life, which is called Brahma Jigyasa. In order to inquire about the ultimate goal of life, the Vedas, the Mundaka Upanishad 11-12, and then tad-vigyartham sa gurum evahavi gacchet. In order to understand the transcendental science, one must approach a bona fide spiritual master. King Prachina Bahirsat found the best spiritual master, Narada Muni, and he therefore asked him about that knowledge by which one can get out of the entanglement of karma bandha phasa, fruitive activities. This is the actual business of human life. Jivasya tattva jigyasa nartho yas cheha karma bhi, as stated in second chapter of first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam 1-10. A human being's only business is inquiring from a bona fide spiritual master about extrication from the entanglement of karma bandha phasa. So in Narada Muni, in course of his traveling, he came to the palace of Maharaj Prachina Vahisat, and his purpose is to deliver him from entanglement of karma bandha, the fruitive activities, by which he may again he can again entangle in the cycle of birth and death. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jathare sayanam. He may, by performing, because Narada Muni being compassionate nature, in the previous verse it is mentioned that Narada Muni was kripalu. He being the best of all spiritual masters and devotees, Narada adhyatma tattvajna kripalu pratya bodhayat. He was adhyatma tattvajna. He was a selfless soul, and he knows the conclusion of all shastras, and he always travel and preach to conditioned souls. That is the nature of a sadhu. Mahanta subhavai tarite pamar apanara kajnahi jan targhar, as is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that a Mahanta, a pure devotee, or he has no other business for his self-interest, but he always travels door to door just to deliver the conditioned soul from the entanglement of this cycle of birth and death for teaching purpose only. So Prachina Vaishat was is coming from that ancestry of Dhruva Maharaj. So Narada Muni now saw that such a great king, and he is just misguided by following this path of Karmakanda, or following, performing so many jagyas and killing so many animals and in sacrifice. So till being compassionate, Narada Muni approached him, and he asked him in a previous verse that whether he knows what is seyas, seyastam kathamat rajan, whether, O king, whether you know what is the seya, what is the ultimate benediction or goal of life. So what is the ultimate benediction? In the previous verse this word seyas is repeated twice, seyastam kathamat rajan karmana atmana yase dukkha hani sukha vaptihi seyastam neha chasyate. The word seya is repeated twice. And he, that is Narada Muni, asked the question to Prachina Vaishat whether he knows what is the ultimate benediction in life, or what is the ultimate goal of life. That is just like when Srila Prabhupada was here present, and he was staying in his house, Prabhupada house, and one senior godbrother of Srila Prabhupada was sometimes come to visit him. And his name was Akinchan Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj. And when he come, and they pay obeisances to each other, and just tears started flowing from their eyes, and they sometimes they become very close. And they chant the verse, same thing, that Narottama Das Thakur sang, that Tader Charana Sevi Bhaktasane Vas Janame Janame Hai Yayo Bhilas. That is the seya, the ultimate goal, or the benediction that a Vaishnava desire to remain in living in association of Vaishnava and to serve the Vaishnavas janame janame, life after life. That is the ultimate benediction, or that is the sale. And in the other hand, this prayer that is meant for one's own sense gratification, and that is one can achieve by performing different types of karmakanda, following the karmakanda process as Maharaj Prasanna Bhavishyat was performing different types of fruitive activities, different types of jagyas, just to the goal of all this karmakanda jagyas is to achieve the heavenly planet in the next life. So that is not the ultimate goal of life. That's why Narada Muni asked this question to Prasanna Bhavishyat, whether he knows the ultimate, what is the ultimate benediction, what is the goal of life. So to his question in this verse, Maharaj Prasanna Bhavishyat replied, the king replied, "No jana abhi mahabhago." The king replied, "Oh great soul Narada, I do not know what is the real goal of life, or what is the ultimate benediction. Oh Narada, my intelligence is entangled in fruitive activities. Therefore, I do not know the ultimate goal of life. Kindly instruct me in pure knowledge so that I can get out of the entanglement of fruitive activities." So, Srila Prabhupada started his purport by quoting from Narottama Das Thakur, "Satya Sangha Chhadi Kainu Asate Vilasa Te Karane Bandilaye Karma Bandha Phasa." Why one performs such fruitive activities, why one could not understand what is the goal of life? Because his association is polluted. So Sri Gaur Nitaya ki jai, Krishna Mala Ram ki jai, Radha Shyama Sundara Lalita Vishakha ki jai. So main thing is association. A person can be judged by to whom he is associating. So Maharaj Prasanna Bhavishyat, he was instructed by the Karmakandi Brahmanas to perform different jagyas. But that's why he could not understand what is the benediction unless Narada Muni come to him and he asked this question. Actually, Maharaj Prasanna Bhavishyat, he is coming from the Dhruva Maharaj's ancestry. So he has some faith, saddha, and he has respect for the sadhus like Narada Muni. When Narada Muni approached, he gave him proper respect. And that's why Narada Muni found he is a proper candidate for teaching. Just like Maharaj Rahuguna was preached by Jad Bharat. Similarly, Narada Muni here, being very compassionate, he asked this question to Prasanna Bhavishyat, and Prasanna Bhavishyat telling, he frankly admitted that he did not know what is the goal of life and what is the ultimate benediction. And Prabhupada pointed out that like Prasanna Bhavishyat, he was king or emperor of the entire world, but still he did not know what is the ultimate benediction of life. The real benediction is Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaram, just like in first verse of the Sikhyamrita is telling Shreya, the same word Shreya is there, Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. The ultimate benediction is to perform or to join this Sankirtana Jagya, chanting the holy name of the Lord and preaching this holy name around the world, and that one can achieve the goal of life by following this process of Sankirtan Jagya. Then Prabhupada is just mentioning how the present situation, that one should not perform either the pious activities or the sinful activities. Sometimes people are bewildered and they think that this pious activity is maybe helpful for them to achieve the ultimate benediction of life. But that's why Prabhupada is mentioning here specifically in Western world he told this, the how there is nothing. In Western world, specifically in Western world, these peoples are born in aristocratic family, they have beautiful body and they have all facilities for their sense gratifications, but still they are so distressed that Prabhupada is telling, indeed they are so distressed that they become hippies and law of nature forced them to accept a wretched body, thus they go about unclean and without shelter of food. So Prabhupada making the, and they are forced to sleep in the street, making the point that even if one may have this, some, because of his pious activities, born in such wealthy family, but he cannot attain the ultimate goal of life unless he come in contact with a pure devotee. Yes, that's why Srila Prabhupada appeared in Western countries. He went to New York City, and by his, just like here is by with the mercy of Narada Muni, Prachina Vaishnava came to the senses what is the ultimate goal of life, and he frankly admitted that he did not know. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada, he went in New York City, then he approached these hippies and he told, I come here to make all these hippies happy. And sometimes we may think, oh, we are in, and some, when Prabhupada introduced an actor of devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, then this, read after reading Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, some devotee, they thought that it is mentioned that unless someone has performed devotional service in previous life, he cannot accept it in a next life, or some, he must have some performed some pious activities, sukruti. Then he asked Prabhupada, maybe we have in previous life, we may have performed some devotional service, we must have performed some pious activities, that's why in this lifetime, we accepted this devotional service. But Prabhupada told frankly, that is not, it is only due to my causeless mercy. It is only by the causeless mercy of a pure devotee, one can just accept this process of devotional service. There is no other way. Krishna bhakti janma mula hai sadhu sang, Krishna prema upujaya tinna mukhyang. This is Mahaprabhu instructing Sanatana Goswami. He is telling the root cause of Krishna bhakti is sadhu sang. Krishna bhakti janma mula. This is the root cause of Krishna bhakti is sadhu sang, association of Vaishnava, or the mercy of a pure devotee. That's why Prabhupada is mentioning here, just like Prachina Vaishnava admitted this fact, that frankly, that he did not know what is the ultimate benediction of life, or what is the ultimate goal. So that is the duty of all the conditioned souls, to first realize that what he is doing and where he should ask himself. Just like Sanatana Goswami asked the same question when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ke ami, ke ne amai, jare tapatrai. Who am I and why I am suffering in three types of miseries, adibhautik, adhyatmik and adhidaivik classes. And that is the duty of a conditioned soul. When he met a sadhu, he must ask this question to the sadhu. Athato brahma jigyasa or tattva jigyasa. That is the proportion, this is the first verse of Vedanta Sutra. When one actually reaches the platform of frustration, in an attempt to discharge the karma bandha bhasa, he inquires about the real value of life, which is called brahma jigyasa. Otherwise, there is this question of eating, sleeping, mating and defending, that is asked by all the living entities, even the A small bird, who when he just wake up in the morning, in his nest, and then he also asked, making some sound, and he was also searching, where is food? Where is food? Where is the sex life? And where is how can I defend myself? All these questions that everyone is asking. But specifically in this human body, who has an opportunity to get this human body or human birth. So for him, he must ask this question. Otherwise, there is no meaning of this human birth. The tattva jigyasa or brahma jigyasa. Then he must go to a guru. Tat vigyartham sa guru mai bhavi gachet. In order to understand the transcendental science, one must approach a spiritual master. That is Prabhupada is telling, just like here is Prachana Vaishat. He is very fortunate to having the best spiritual master, Narada Muni. Sometimes when a Krishna shows his special mercy for a conditioned soul, then he sends his representative to that person. That is the real mercy of Krishna when he gave an opportunity to a conditioned soul to meet a sadhu, a pure devotee. So here is Prabhupada telling, that's why Prachana Vaishat is most fortunate person having Narada Muni as a spiritual master. That's why one must approach a spiritual master, tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekhyanti te jnanam jnanina tattvadarsina. One must approach a tattvadarsi who has seen the truth, or a self-realized soul, and surrender unto him and serve him, and in humble mood ask him question about this goal of life, or what is the ultimate goal of life, or what is how can one free from the cycle of birth and death. All these things one must ask. Without asking such questions, one may be entangled in this cycle of birth and death. That's why Prabhupada is mentioning again that a human being's only business is inquiring from bona fide spiritual master about extrication from the entanglement of karma bandha phasa. That is Narottam Das Thakur has used the particular word karma bandha phasa. So that's why those who are in ISKCON, we are most fortunate also, like Prachana Parishat, being in guidance of Srila Prabhupada, and who has guided us through his Bhaktivedanta purports, and we must have strong faith on teachings of Srila Prabhupada, and by following this process is given by him, we can also make ourselves free from the cycle of birth and death, or we can achieve the goal of life or ultimate benediction. That is to achieve this pure devotional service. Janmani janmani swari bhavatad bhaktir ahetukirtai. So today also, this is appearance day of Sita Thakurani. Dayakara Sitapati. Adaitacharya is always known as Sitapati. Sitapati Adaita Gosai. Tava Kripa Vale Pai Chaitanya Maitai. Or in many Vaishnava songs, when we sing this, we can find this particular word Sita with Advaita. Sri Advaita Sita. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Sita. Sita Thakurani's name. She is also known as Thakurani. Thakurani means a goddess. Is a approach like that. Because he mentioned in many places that she is actually, or in Gaur Gaurangas Deepika has mentioned that she is an incarnation of Yogamaya. some places is known as Purnamasi. The same personality who was present in Nanda Maharaj's house in Gokul, when Krishna was born, she was present there as Purnamasi, and now in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Lila, the same Purnamasi, or Jogamaya Devi, she appeared as Sita Thakurani. She was the daughter of Nrisingha Bhaduri. As Bhakti Ratnakar mentioned, that Nrisingha Bhaduri Ati Ullas Antare Dvikanya Sampadila Advaitare. Advaitare, he had two daughters, Nrisingha Bhaduri, who are residing in Narayan, some one village there, just near Santipur, and he has two daughters, Sita and Sri, and he gave in marriage to Advaita Acharya both daughters. So Advaita Acharya has two wife, Sita and Sri, but Sita Thakurani is most famous, just like Nityananda Prabhu, two wife, Jannava and Vasudha, but Jannava Mata is more famous. So, about the appearance of Sita Thakurani, in some places like Advaita Prakash and some books, Advaita Prakash by Ishan Thakur, is mentioned that Sita Devi was not born from the womb of her mother. Actually, Sri Devi was born from womb of in the same day when Nrisingha Bhaduri went to collect some flowers, lotus flowers for worshipping his deities, he found in a lotus flower in just one baby girl. Just maybe it is just like the thumb, isn't this length of the girl was just like a small baby, but just there is a big lotus flower having many petals, and middle there is one small girl. So he brought this lotus flower along with the girl, and he gave to his wife, and that time his wife also gave birth to another daughter, his name was Sri. And so Advaita, this Nrisingha Bhaduri and his wife, they thought within, if this Lord is actually merciful, we find this divine, this girl is something divine nature, and she appeared as in her full and growth as a ordinary girl, so we can take care of her nicely, we can serve her. So this girl then appeared also just like an ordinary child, and in this way it is known in public that Sita and Sri both are daughter of Nrisingha Bhaduri. And when they are only small children, they are only, both Sri and Sita, they are like 5-6 years old, one time one sannyasi appeared in their village. And all the village peoples, they generally very respectful for the sannyasi sadhus, and they went to the sannyasi and they were paying obeisances to him, and everyone was giving him respect. So Nrisingha Bhaduri also went to the place with these two girls, but the sannyasi just turned toward this girl, toward Nrisingha Bhaduri, and by seeing these two girls, he immediately paid obeisances to Sri and Sita, to the small girls. So Nrisingha Bhaduri asked him, "Why you are paying obeisances to my daughters, the small girl?" So he replied that actually I am seeing these two girls as one as Bhakti Devi, the goddess of Bhakti, devotional service, and another is Mukti Devi, who gives liberation. And he advised Nrisingha Bhaduri, "Please take care of very nicely of these two girls. They are not ordinary. They are very special. They are divine nature. You can realize in future." So anyway,
in many stories. One time or other, this Nrisingh Bhadudi was going to wait for a festival or for a village mela, this village festival, sometimes part from different places. So in between there is Ganga, and he is Nrisingh Bhadudi has to cross Ganga and go to other side to join the festival. And these two girls, Sri and Sita, also with him. And when they approach the bank of Ganges, suddenly there is heavy rainfall and there is a heavy storms and hurricane, all these things come. Naturally there is a whole area was just filled with dusts. So he was worried. Nrisingh Bhadudi was worried, and he was thinking these small girls, they must go return back to home. And he alone just go to other side to attend the mela by riding a boat. But he was surprised when he saw the same girls in the other side also, Sita and Sri. When Nrisingh Bhadudi left them with the servant and he went alone, these two girls, they also enter Ganges, and by walking on the water they come to the other side. So Nrisingh Bhadudi, he remembered the words of the sannyasi and he just paid them obeisances. In this way there are many pastimes how this Sita Devi has explained. She is not an ordinary girl. She is not like an ordinary living being, but she specifically one day when Advaita Acharya went to take bath in Ganges and he was taking bath in the same time, and Nrisingh Bhadudi also came with his two girls. That time they are already grown up, and by seeing Advaita Acharya, who was also extremely beautiful, his incarnation of Sadashiva and Mahavishnu, these two girls, they are naturally attracted to him, and within their heart they accepted Advaita Acharya as their husband, and they expressed their feelings to his father. So Nrisingh Bhadudi became very happy and he told to Advaita Acharya, please accept these two daughters as your wife, because they have already surrendered unto you. They have already accepted within their heart you as their husband. So other devotees there, they also, after hearing this message, they all encourage Advaita Acharya, like Haridas Thakur, Jadunandana Acharya, many other senior devotees. They requested Advaita Acharya to accept these girls as his wife. So finally, Advaita Acharya accepted Sita and Sri as his wife. And specifically, when is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Lord Chaitanya appeared in Mayapur, Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur, they were chanting and dancing in Santipur. Jagannath Mishra also sent message to Advaita Acharya that he has this newborn child, long awaited child, the son that is now appeared as his second son. First son was Vishwarup and now Vishwambhar is appeared. So Advaita Acharya, after chanting and dancing for a long time, he called his wife Sita and he told her to go to Mayapur to just join this festival of the birth of the new child in Jagannath Mishra's house. So Sita Thakurani, she came with some servants, and she also, it is mentioned that she came through Ganges by riding a boat. She came to Mayapur, and when she saw this child, she feel that this is actually is a non-different from Krishna. Varna matra dekhi viparita, only the color is different. Color is Krishna is Shyama Varna, Shyama Sundar, and here is his Gaura Sundar. Only the bodily color is different, but the same personality. Sita Thakurani became very pleased within her heart, and she advised Mother Sachi and Jagannath to take special care of this child. This child is not ordinary. And it mentioned that time to time, always Sita Thakurani and Advaita Acharya, they were advising Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata about how to take care of this small child. And this Nimai, this name Nimai also given by Sita Thakurani. There are many causes why she gave this name Nimai, because this child was born underneath a moon tree. At the same time, she was very fearful because of this witches or the ghosts and witches. They may be put some bad influence on this child. In the village, even nowadays also, sometimes people fear when the child become very extremely beautiful, or sometimes some bad influence may be there, due to the different types of witches or ghosts, they are also surrounding. They may be cause some harm to the child. That's why she gave this name Nimai. Sita Thakurani, she gave this name Nimai to the Gauranga or Vishwambhara. So in this way, she is took an important role in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And many times, when even the first time when Advaita Acharya came to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Sivasangan, Mahaprabhu sent Ramai Pandit, because when Mahaprabhu started his Sankirtan pastimes in Sivas Thakur's house, then many associates came, but Advaita Acharya still was not there. So, because Advaita Acharya was thinking within his mind, if this Nimai or Vishwambhara is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna is my Lord, then he could understand my mind and he could invite me, then I come to that place. So it was in mind. So Mahaprabhu sent Ramaya Pandit, the brother of Sivas Thakur, to go and bring that Nara Buddha. He used to call Advaita Acharya Nara, because Narayana, he is a Mahavishnu. He called, bring him to and tell him that I asked him to come to this, to join this Sankirtan. And then he told, don't bring him alone, bring Sita Thakurani also, his consort. Bring Sita with him. Don't forget to bring Sita also. So in this way, Sita is always associated with Advaita. And when they come both, then in the way, Advaita Acharya thinking, okay, if he is actually my Lord, he could understand what I am thinking. Then he told Ramaya Pandit, okay, I am going hiding in someone's house here, Navadip. Like Nityananda Prabhu was in Nandana Acharya's house. He wants to some Brahmana's house, he told, I am hiding there. You tell and go tell this Nimai that this Nara Buddha did not come. Then I could understand whether he is Antarjan, he is God, he could understand everything. So in this way, Ramaya Pandit came and he told to Mahaprabhu that this Advaita did not come. Before he is telling this, just seeing Ramaya Pandit, Mahaprabhu shouted, oh, I know, this Nara Buddha has already taught you to tell what to speak me, that he is hiding somewhere and sending you. Go and tell him. Come immediately. So in this way, Advaita Acharya came and he first time met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Sankirtan, past times in Sivasangam. And that time this Sita Devi also present there. And Mahaprabhu fulfilled their desires and he saw his Krishna form to them. That is the desire of Advaita Acharya to see Gauranga as Krishna, and Nityananda Prabhu was holding the umbrella and Gadadhar was supplying pan to Mahaprabhu. In this way, Mahaprabhu fulfilled the desire of Advaita and Sita. And when Mahaprabhu, in many past times there is Sita Thakurani is associated. Specifically when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, just like Mother Sachi was fainted for many days, she was out of her consciousness. Similarly, getting this news that Mahaprabhu is taking sannyas in Katwa from Kesabharati, Sita Thakurani also fainted in Santipur. She just 4 days out of consciousness. So it is mentioned, that's why, because of this pure love of his pure devotees like Sita Thakurani, Advaita Acharya, and Mahaprabhu could not go to Vrindavan. He came to, he was forced to come to Advaita Acharya's house. Of course, Nityananda Prabhu just misguided him, telling this Ganga, this is Jamuna. And finally, Mahaprabhu came by riding boat, that is, Advaita Acharya was there to take Mahaprabhu to his house. Seeing Mahaprabhu just came and was taking bath in Ganges, because Nityananda Prabhu told this is Jamuna and he is praying so many prayers, chanting for glorifying Jamuna. Suddenly he saw Advaita Acharya in boat. Then he told how Acharya, you know that I am in Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu told, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. And this Advaita Acharya brought him to his house. Then Sita Thakurani came to her senses and she cooked prasadam for Mahaprabhu. And as a sannyasi, he took the first prasadam from the hand of Sita Thakurani. He ate his cooking. So when Mahaprabhu came to Puri, also Advaita Acharya, along with Sita Thakurani, every year they come to see Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri. And sometimes they invite him to their house for prasadam. In this way, Mahaprabhu also considered Sita Thakurani as if his mother. He gave the same respect as he was giving to Sachi Devi. So in this way, Sita Thakurani is very exalted personality in Chaitanya Lila, and she is considered the incarnation of Yogamaya. It is already time. Hare Krishna. So any question?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. When Sita Thakurani attained the Nitya Lila of Radha Krishna, now she is having a... she is involved in the Gaur Lila or Krishna Lila?
She is more in Gaur Lila or in Krishna Lila. She is in both Lila. She is Purna, he is in Purnamasi here. And there is in Yogamaya, he is Purnamasi, then she remains, he is the same personality appeared in Gaur Lila as Sita Devi. And generally in Navadip Mandala is told Purnamaya. She is in both Gaur Lila and Krishna Lila. Just like all the Krishna's Parsadas, they are also appeared in Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Lila. All the Dwadas Gopalas, they appeared there. Also in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Okay. Any other question or comment? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.